Amber Houle is the Director of Community Services for Northern Sunrise County. She joins us on the line today. Amber, thank you very much for joining us. Farmers Day is coming up, and it's Farmers Appreciation Day coming up on June the 8th in Napa. Comments on the fact that we get to celebrate the agriculture industry.
Exactly. It's kind of a nice little opportunity for people to kind of pause and get together as a family and enjoy some free activities.
How good has this year been? I mean, heck, we've had some rainfall. How good is it that the farmers are saying, yeah, we're ahead of schedule, and now we get to party a little bit? Well, not too much, because the work starts.
Exactly. The work is definitely underway. I can't speak for all the farmers. I think everybody's kind of in their own, you know, they've got their own problems or successes to navigate. But so far what we're hearing is that the farming season's off to a fairly good start. We're definitely grateful for the rain.
With all the work that they have to do from the start to the end, how much appreciation does the farming community need, especially thanks to events like this?
I think the big thing is just having opportunities for the families to connect. So not just necessarily the farmer, but the farmer and their family members. You know, they've got, usually if there's a spouse that's farming, there's somebody else doing the cooking and making sure that everybody else, the helping hands, are all being fed, and there's kids involved, and making sure that they can pause and take a break from you know, their day-to-day tasks and be shown appreciation.
Now, with the Appreciation Day that's coming up on June the 8th at Mill Brown Park in Napa, you don't necessarily have to have a farming background to appreciate everybody in what they do, correct?
That is correct. Everybody is definitely welcome to pop out to our event and take part in the festivities.
And there are lots of events happening. What are some of the events that are happening?
Yeah, so we are coordinating. We've got bouncy castles. We have a foam pit as usual. That's usually the highlight of the year, is when we bring the foam pit out to Nampa. We've got glitter tattoos, face painting. We're giving out snow cones and slushies and cotton candy as quantities last. And of course, we always have the baseball tournament playing in the background.
How much does this give a little love to Nampa as well?
It's a great opportunity for people to see what Nampa has to offer. Nampa's actually done a couple little expansions over the past year. We've got some new businesses in town, so it definitely highlights what the community has to offer, and it's great that our smaller communities get events like this.
And if I'm not mistaken, with this event that's coming up on June the 8th, well, I'll just go ahead and say it. Sometimes it feels great to yell the F word, free.
Exactly. Yes, everybody's very appreciative of the fact that it's a free event, making it very accessible for all ages and as well as all income levels.
How much are you anticipating a good turnout to the event?
Oh, we just hope the weather's going to hold. I, you know, every year we get a really good turnout. I think last year was our record-breaking year. We had around 400 people on site, and we're hopeful to do that again.
How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, we're definitely looking forward to it. It's one of our favorite events to coordinate throughout the year, and mainly because we get a lot of buy-in from community members. Everybody anticipates this event, and it's been running since before my time. And it's nice to see a tradition continue for that little community.
Amber Houle is the Director of Community Services for Northern Sunrise County. Amber, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.